you can wear it when you go out to the clubs. Nice. And you have put on your short miniskirt,
mm-hmm.
usually maybe a white one, as they show in the video, for over your pink C-string. And so it looks, the color comes through,
uh-huh.
and it totally looks like you have a maxi pad on.
Wow. That's fantastic. Because everyone will know it's your time to party.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
All right.
You're the first day on the last day.
We are so excited today in the Hey You Know It studio. We can't contain ourselves. We have Kavner Wing in
yes.
the house. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
So Katie is a friend of Kavner's.
That's right.
And they met at The Magnet, which is an improv and sketch and writing
mm-hmm.
theater.
Right. And Kavner is an improviser, performer, and a writer.
Yep. So welcome.
Thank you.
So, I want to kick off with public nudity.
Okay.
We haven't had this segment in a while. I know it's Katie's favorite. It's up there with penis memes.
I don't know why, but she insists on talking about public nudity,
uh-huh.
about penises. She'd like to call it dick news.
Dick news.
And I was
dick
like,
updates.
Class it up.
Class it up by calling it penis news. So this is public nudity, and I thought this was interesting. It was in the Wall Street Journal, which is my onion, where I get all my crazy news. And the title is Towns fret as bikini baristas draw crowds. In the Northwest, drive-ins with scantily clad employees prompt new laws amid allegations of prostitution and lewd conduct.
So what?
So this is this is in Washington State.
Okay.
Right?
Is this a new thing or this has been happening for a while?
It's been happening and now there's too much of it.
Okay.
Apparently for the people. So what it is, it's in the gritty port north of Seattle. If you've been out to the Pacific Northwest, it gets deep.
It really
like,
doesn't.
It's like there's white ghetto out there. Anyway.
All right.
You know what I mean? It gets wild.
The white ghetto.
The white ghettos.
It's kind of scary.
So there's a fight against drive-through coffee kiosks featuring bikini baristas who serve motorists takeout, lattes, and espressos, but who also apparently will shake it at you.
Uh-oh.
Some of the places are called Twin Peaks,
uh-huh.
Java Jugs,
mm-hmm.
Stiletto Organic Coffee, and Showcase. So they tried to pass an ordinance saying that there shouldn't, like specifically for coffee shops, saying that if you work at a coffee shop, you're prohibited from any kind of lewd
shaking?
Behavior. Shaking constitutes
okay.
lewd.
Okay. Wait a minute. So is this the new thing now because we're so saturated with coffee places, the next thing they have to do is
shake it.
Is shake it. And
well, is it like good coffee?
Well, no, it's fine coffee.
Right? That's sort of my...
It's good coffee.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the coffee's not the issue. The problem is apparently places like Dreamgirl Espresso, you know, they were just wearing G-strings and pasties in the drive-thru window. And someone complained because apparently some children had seen it.
Why would you bring your children to that type of drive-in?
But it's titties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I were a young boy, I would probably be so, I couldn't stay away from that place. Do you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, I need coffee. Maybe even cigarettes.
Like a 12-year-old kid walking up and well, yeah, I guess.
But I mean,
what can you do?
Yeah, well, because so you're saying, well, it's just the human body, it's just movies.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing is, it's sold with a sexy vibe.
I don't know. I'm guessing that some of these women are probably not as sexy as we. Like you're imagining, like
as
these
we
are like top 10.
I'm thinking like a mom.
Yeah, it's a second job for somebody who needs some extra money.
Yeah.
You know, maybe working at Dunkin' Donuts. What are the tips like? What do you think they're like at Java Jugs?
Probably a lot better.
So they also
no
had
donuts.
I hope not. Like they had a triple extreme espresso stand had topless days, and someone complained that they were nearly nude. And then the women who are working there now complained. She's 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, now we just wear like a little more on top. This is a 30-year-old woman. I think it's okay. Like, I don't think she's been forced into this.
Yeah, right. She's not.
Like,
yeah.
She hasn't been trafficked.
Coffee to get her through college.
Yeah. Like, it's so bizarre to me. Apparently, one of the people who got caught in the investigation was a cop. Apparently he was getting regular expressos there and he was tipping them off. So when there was going to be a raid, it's like Prohibition. So that, I guess that he would they're coming and they would just run out the back of the coffee shop.
They throw on a sweatshirt,
I guess.
Yeah.
And run across. I just think it's amazing. But apparently, it's been good for baristas all around, because apparently everybody now is more interested.
Now more interested in coffee.
Yeah, more interested in coffee.
Well, what about here? Should we have them here? In New York? This is the East Coast.
But I don't think it would... See, once again, you got to go to the Pacific Northwest, because I think that... You know what I mean? Like, you could see this in New York, probably. Okay. Like, just in the summertime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could see what you need to see.
Well, I guess it is it... They're not, like, banning it. Like, it's... There's no age limit, because I feel like, what if they set an age limit to, like, you have to be 18 to
I think that's better. You have to be, like a bar, right?
Because if you're, like, have... Well, in Hooters, is it Hooters? Like, can a kid walk into Hooters? Well, but they're not naked. They're just...
A kid walks into Hooters.
But there's a bar in Hooters, so I have no idea. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Is it a family? Does Hooters present itself as a family establishment?
I don't think
Java
Jugs
sure.
is a family establishment. I love the picture. You can't see anything, but you see an arm sticking out the window and a happy customer.
Or like if a parent is bringing their child to Java Jugs, like there's nothing really you can do about that. But I would think that, you know, if you have to be accompanied by an adult, you know, like 18 or over or
to
whatever.
See it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a free country. Why not?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know what to say.
Except it's weird.
Don't go. It's a drive-up place. So it's not like we're going to be in the mall and all of a sudden there's going to be...
It's all... Right.
Are we questioning the parents that bring their kids in there?
Well, like, I just think it's also really weird that people would pay money for this.
Well, it's $7 for a coffee there.
I mean, is it really? So going back to my question, is it really good coffee? Because you're not like... You're not like getting much...
But you get a shake. With the coffee.
That's hard money. Times are hard, really? Like $7?
I bet you at the independent coffee shops, they're probably just wearing like a low-cut top, and it's $5.
Pornography is like free online.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I don't understand
This is in New York City, this wouldn't work, because I think most guys in New York know if they want to see this, they'll go to a strip club.
Well,
right?
No, but you can just go online.
Oh, yeah,
but
you can go online.
Real life flesh, you're satisfied.
But why coffee?
I know, it is a little weird.
Because you could say Java Jugs.
Because it's Java Jugs.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyway, public nudity.
And then you get turned on and then you drink your coffee. Like,
and then you come
really,
back. Yeah, you get turned on and you drink your coffee. You do a shot of espresso.
Yeah, you're like, ah, that's hot. And then you're like,
Where do you go? You're putting your sweet and low and like, man, that was something.
Yeah, with your hard on. I mean, like, I don't really understand why.
Unless there's another business attached to this that takes care of it. I see what you're saying. There's really no point. I like it. It's so, Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, they have bikini hot dog girls. But you know what? No one cares there.
Right.
Because it's Miami.
Right. That sort of makes, I mean, I'm not in favor of it. I mean,
it makes sense.
But it's like,
you're at the
beach.
It makes
sense.
Right. Yeah. So in the Pacific Northwest, there's really nowhere you can see this.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just not warm enough.
So is it more, it's not just the boobs, but also a reminder of summer. Is that what you're buying? Yes.
That comes in every cup. Oh, boobs in summer.
It's like, oh, you remind me of June.
Yeah. Once again, I'm telling you, it's a 31-year-old woman. There's something wrong with that, but I'm
so in the winter, they would have to do... So you've got, like, people, like, bundling up in, like, a jacket, and then you're during your shift, you're just wearing a bikini.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you're getting nice tips.
I know.
Right.
Anyway, so what do you
have? Okay, we have listener mail.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so we got an email today from In the Bleachers.
This is a very romantic email.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Michael F.
Not to us.
Yeah.
It's not our romance.
Michael F. emailed us and sent a picture to, and he said, "My fiancé and I, as you can see in the pic, put a ring on
it." He put a ring on it, folks.
Put a ring on it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. He says, "Love the show. She's using the Hey You Know It shot glass to drink delicious bourbon treats for her 30th birthday."
Nice. Aww. That's the way it should be done.
"Keep up the good work." And sent the picture so everyone can look at the picture of her with the shot glass.
And the ring.
Oh,
and
very
the
nice.
Ring.
Enjoying her. And they some brown party liquor. That's so awesome.
That is wonderful. Congratulations, you
guys. Yeah, we're changing lives.
Yes, we're very, very happy for you.
They met through the podcast?
No, but that's kind of what I'm saying. You know, that never happened. I'm saying we brought them together.
Yeah,
somehow.
We feel like they did. We're taking responsibility for
they In the Bleachers has been with us from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww,
so he's a
long-time listener.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Changing lives. Yes. Hey, you know it. Now we have another piece of listener mail as well that relates to clothing.
Clothing. There must be something in the air then. If we're
legs, probably. Yeah. Like the first one, we public nudity. Now there's an engagement. Now this.
Okay. So Lauren G, another faithful listener.
Yeah, and who was on our show a couple episodes ago.
She wrote saying, "Hi ladies, a friend of mine posted."
Ladies. I love that.
A friend of mine posted this link, and all I wanted was to hear your reaction. The site is in Spanish, the video is in German, but the product speaks for itself.
I said, "Ay caramba, schnell," and that's all
right.
I know.
Schnell. Right, this is, Quinn and I both saw this. Catherine,
yeah.
This is your first time seeing.
Have a look at this.
The buy clip.
It's called the buy clip?
It's called the
that
buy
I missed.
Clip. The garment that you want to, that wants to impersonate the thong, it's called. I did a translation.
So wait, this is a video?
This is a video.
The tiny garment is pressurized. Its creators highlight the benefit of allowing the body to tan evenly.
Yes. What it is, what it looks like, listeners, is basically...
It's a merkin.
It is, if you take a G-string and you take off
the side strings yeah.
And you're left with basically what looks like a maxi pad.
Yeah, it looks like a thong maxi pad.
And a wire that goes...
Oh my God, there's
a
wire?
There's a wire that goes...
I didn't know that.
The backside.
You don't
and
see the wire.
I didn't
see
that.
So the wire is...
I'm
just,
giving Home Alone face because I can't believe it.
Wait, really? A wire?
Yeah, so imagine the front of the...
The lady part.
The lady part, and there's a wire frame, much like an underwire for a bra,
okay.
But it's around the sides.
Yeah.
And then there's fabric. So it looks like a maxi pad.
How
over,
does it stay on?
It is,
it
the wire.
Does it, so it kind of cups you in the curves of your...
Yeah, you kind of, you
no,
loosen
you
up the
no,
wire.
No, you don't.
You loosen up the wire.
You don't.
And you kind of put it on and it kind
no.
of just
I thought this
clips
was,
on.
I thought this
a
was
on.
A merkin. This
no.
is like a clip-on tie for you, but JJ, basically.
Right. Basically.
Because a merkin is what strippers or burlesque artists wear. Mm-hmm. It's like a piece that you stick on. Like
yeah.
It's like flipping the maxi pad over.
What is it made
you're
of?
Sticking on.
It's fabric and then this wire.
A thin wire.
And a thin wire.
I can't see how that would stay in place if you were a normal mobile human being.
Well, there's a 7-minute video that I watched to see her.
7 minutes.
She, it follows the young lady. In her hotel room, and
uh-huh.
she pulls it out of the bag, and she has a mini skirt on.
Uh-huh.
So she kind of has a worried look on her face, and she looks at it, kind of bends it a little, puts it on, and then gives like a little, like there's an expression of, ow!
Really? This is
wait,
the
that,
worst
this is,
ad ever.
Yeah.
In the video. And then...
so wait, this was the people making the ad in
yes.
favor of the product?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They're letting you know there's going to be a slight pinch from under.
Okay.
And she's a lovely girl, and she puts on her bikini top to go with this thing, and then goes to the beach, and she's walking along the strip, and everybody...
Are people passing out?
People are basically passing out.
Yes.
A cop pulls up, makes her show ID. I don't know where she's keeping them this.
From under.
What law is she breaking?
Like,
I don't know.
No strings.
No strings attached. It's...
Right, and then, so they check her ID,
Wait, this is the advertisement.
Yeah,
for the
this
product.
Is the advertisement. We're selling this to you. Aren't you excited?
And it says the creators of the Biclip non-marketing, and its use is more comfortable than a traditional bikini or thong.
Is it really?
The
I think a bikini is pretty fucking comfortable to me.
Then she's like, and she shows her how active she is, and she jumps into a pool. But then they show her from underwater, and she's kind of like adjusting it back into place.
Huh?
Wait,
yeah.
So yeah, this
like
is
the worst
advertisement.
Yeah.
Like...
And then they show a woman in a bikini, like a regular bikini bottom, and
she's just horrified,
ears.
Like, why? These strings on the side are ruining everything.
Yeah.
And it shows the bikini getting smaller, different models had it got smaller and smaller to a G-string, and then now to this. And they call it Dare C-string.
Dare.
Dare.
C-string.
C-string.
Yeah.
Wow. This sounds horrible. Germany, come on, man. You guys make such awesome stuff.
Wait, is it a German product?
Yes.
You know it is. That's what the outro's about.
And then I'm also offended because they use the music Walking on Sunshine.
Oh.
And then Blondie's Atomic.
No? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm
These are all negative
really
things. The woman is in pain. It flew off in the pool. The
grounded.
Moment she tried to get active, she was. The police came over to her. She was.
It sounds
detained.
Like. Not that she had a really traumatizing experience.
Yeah.
And
like,
then,
they, she's half naked. Some cops come out, like, we need to see some ID because we've seen everything else.
Yeah.
Karen. Diamond.
And then they show the guys.
Yeah.
Guys on the beach are putting it on their head and they're playing with it, like, you know, like you want them to.
So,
yeah, that's been very personal, that item.
I don't know, maybe just Germans have a really weird way of marketing. Like, the people really respond to this sort of marketing in a positive way.
Or it could just be a really bad German commercial. I mean, it sounds really bad.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's not enough just to wear it on the beach or at the pool.
Don't tell me I can wear it at work.
You can wear it when you go out to the clubs.
Nice.
And you have put on your short miniskirt,
mm-hmm.
usually maybe a white one, as they show in the video, for over your pink C-string. And so it looks, the color comes through,
uh-huh.
and it totally looks like you have a maxi pad on.
Wow. That's fantastic. Because everyone will know it's your time to party.
Yeah.
I'm at the club, and I just want everyone to know I'm on.
Yeah, it's going to fall out.
That's what she's gonna be good. You dance.
Ow.
That's so. I thought this
and
was a stick on
thing.
Back
in, or are you on the floor?
I guess you have to. You probably have to bring a lot of those. Although, if I'm out with anybody and that hits the floor, I'm like, leave it. We're out of here. Don't touch that thing.
Bring like
we'll
Purell,
get you some panties.
Like Purell, I think.
Yeah.
Just stick it back
or just keep your legs together to get to the car. Damn, that's awful. I thought it was this. I've seen stick on bikini bottoms before. I don't know what they're for. Because I feel like if you're at that point, you need to go to a nude beach and just be nude.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot more, comfortable.
And,
atomic?
And,
what?
Yeah. Also, you're just then going to get self-conscious about, you'll still get a line, right? Like over, and then you'll be like, wait, what is this bikini line?
right
over my vulva. And then you're going to get like some kind of weird, like, you know, you're going to get like some kind of issue about that where you didn't have that issue before.
But there's going to be a new product for that.
Yeah.
There's going to be like vulva tan. You just go, it's a really tiny thing, boom, and then it's over.
Or you could put like, you know, was it, you know, the
self-tanner.
Self-tanning vulva. Yeah, for the vulva.
Why would somebody come up with this? If anybody has ever used one of these, please, please return it. Don't buy it again. That's awful. Thank you for bringing that, though.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren G. Thanks for sending it to us.
I have some, this is a very sexy show, so I'm going to break it up a little bit. I'm going to literally put some ice on this one.
Oh.
Here's just a piece of news. Apparently, and I've been watching some documentaries. Everyone's all upset because the ice is melting in the polar caps. It's been melting for a long time, but like all of a sudden now everyone can get up there and take pictures of it, right? So this article, Greenland's Jacob Chauvin Glacier. Sounds German.
Glacier?
Jacob Chauvin. Not Glacier.
I thought you said Glacier was his name. Oh, no.
Jacob Chauvin is his name.
Okay.
Is firing icebergs into the Atlantic faster than ever at an unprecedented rate. Apparently, the Jacob Chauvin Glacier is the glacier that killed the Titanic. So they're saying that it made the iceberg. I don't know how they know this. I don't know if they...
What? The Titanic broke that thing up and the piece...
No.
Oh, no.
The Jacob Chauvin Glacier, a piece broke off of it and that piece is what attacked, they're saying, basically, the Titanic. And now it's shooting off tons of them. I think they're coming to Manhattan.
Really? So that's specifically
it's
that
very,
glacier.
Either that or they're just trying to get some press for it. They've been filming it and over the past 20 years... It's been going at an alarming rate. It's 17 kilometers per year worth of icebergs.
Well, they're trying to get everybody to hate glaciers. They're like, it's the one that killed the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's so good it melts. So
yeah,
then everybody
so it won't happen again. I say
the global warming.
We need to start using ice. I hope they make it to my drink. That's all I want to say.
It would be like a
people harvest glaciers.
It would be like
for the ice cubes.
It would be like a very classist product.
Yeah.
Like people with like only the most money.
It's already happening
ice cubes.
In Japan.
Yeah.
It's already
really?
Happening. Yeah, and there's actually a show called Chasing Ice. I think we talked about this where these guys are hunting icebergs and bringing them to shore, chopping them up, and then sending them to places around the world where people want glacier ice in their glass.
They shoot them.
Yeah, they shoot them and they harpoon them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the slowest hunt ever, because for sure the iceberg is not hoofing it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Anyway, so,
great.
What do you got?
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and...
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I got here a Hey You Didn't Know It.
Okay. Hey, You Didn't Know It is a segment that we do where we find news of the oblivious living among us, and there are many. So Katie's going to give you some Hey, You Didn't Know It.
The title is Crocodile Attack in Australia. Boy 12 feared dead.
What?
What?
Yeah. There's a crocodile attacked a boy. They fear
he's dead. He's
wait,
gone.
What is the fear? What is the aspect of not knowing whether or not he's dead? Like, what is? How is this an ambiguous status of
this
living?
Fear dead.
And so they looked into it. A 12-year-old boy is missing after being snatched by a crocodile.
Oh, he ate him. Has anyone ever seen Discovery Channel?
There might be a hope that he's being raised by.
Maybe. He went native.
Yeah.
Fast.
Under a log somewhere in the swamp.
Yeah.
Police officers and park rangers have been using helicopters and boats to search an area, this park since Sunday.
He's gone.
Oh, it's a crocodile or an alligator?
It's a crocodile.
When does that change everything? You're like, oh, snap.
A saltwater crocodile.
Yeah.
Attacked.
Saltwater, fuck.
Yeah. Attacked a group of 5 children swimming in a water hole.
Jeez.
One of the boys, age 15, was bitten, but escaped the animal.
Why don't they just stay out of crocodile-infested waters over there? How long have they been in that country?
Then the crocodile took hold of the 12-year-old boy and swam off with him.
Yeah, he's dead.
There's no sign of the child since the attack.
Yeah, it's not the host. He's over. It's done. Really? How long are they going to look for this kid? It's time to get closure. He's been eaten.
They think that the crocodile's between... it was about 8 or 9 feet long.
What?
How does that change things?
Yeah.
The boy was, 4 feet long?
And then on top of that...
12-year-old boys are not small.
Yeah, right? But 4 feet?
Well, then they say, on occasion, a smaller crocodile may take some food and a bigger crocodile will take it off them. So he may have made off with the boy and was like, ha-ha. And then a bigger crocodile was like, oh, no, it's mine.
But I think the result is the same.
Yeah.
How did they come up with this theory?
I don't know.
But they're not sure about the dead part, but they're... They got this theory about a second crocodile.
They said 2 crocodiles.
Working as a team?
About 4 meters long each were found and cut open, but there was no boy inside.
Oh, good job.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Were shoes made? I love animals, but I like a crocodile purse and,
and
a snakeskin. And if they're doing this kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think with the icebergs.
Like I'm doing in Australia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just wouldn't.
But hey, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
You didn't.
He's dead.
Yeah.
My thing with crocodile infested waters, it's just like in those movies with sharks. It's like, just stay out of the water, man.
It
wasn't like they just suddenly appeared, right? It's just like sort of like it was a known thing that these crocodiles.
I mean, in my mind, when I think about Australia and I think about water, I think about getting eaten by a crocodile, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's your part of it. So, you ready for some robo-apocalypse?
Robo-apocalypse.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Jaquette and I are afraid of the upcoming robo-apocalypse because you know it's on its way.
Yep.
It is.
Like next year or the year after.
Yes. So here is our report on this week's unpopular science and technology.
This is straight out of Korea, South Korea.
So we're
2016, because, you know, it can't happen soon enough, South Korea is opening a robot land.
Oh.
It's a theme park and training ground. They say for robot armies. That's what the headline says. It's not that. So it says, where will you be in 2016? The only answer is Masan Robot Land.
Bowing down to your robot lord and master. That's what you're going to
be. The world's first robotics theme park. The English motto is translated as fun and fantasy with robot.
Yes.
Exclamation point. It will celebrate science fiction cyborgs and androids while also promoting popular interest in the robotics industry and robot culture. So I went to these guys' website, and basically it is like the Epcot Center of robots. So you're going to be able to go there with your family. There's going to be robots everywhere. Like, they showed pictures of people walking, and then robots walking with you.
Oh, God.
Well. Just like doing their own, not even with you, just kind of like, I'm on my way to like Robot Pod 3. Your kids can learn how to make robots. There's going to be robots that have been in films. Like, it's going to be robot.
Like, there'll be robot celebrities.
It'll be like Itchy and Scratchy Land.
And all, like, the little teen boys are going to try to have sex with them somehow.
Somehow, yeah. Well, there's going to be an adult section.
Yeah.
For the robosexual in this all. So it says Robot Land is a $660 million project by the South Korean government.
They have that money?
Yes. They do.
But where'd they get it from?
LG? I don't know. Daewoo? Like, they have a shitload of money. So the concept...
What's their major export?
Technology.
Oh, South Korea? I mean, they're like a huge booming market right now.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, economically.
It says here, they're going to have phase one will be the public facilities. That's supposed to be in September 2016. And phase two is hotels and condominiums. South Korea don't care.
Wait, for robots?
I don't know.
Probably.
You think by then the robots will be like, look.
I need a rest.
We need a place to go.
Yeah.
Like, it can't just be all work.
We can't all be paying rent.
Hotels and condominiums in 2018. And by 2020, South Korea wants a robot in every household.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
See, we were talking about in other episodes about, like, what is your robot going to do?
Yeah, what would your robot do?
What do you need a robot
to
do?
I don't need a robot to do anything.
Not even cook.
Clean.
Out of my house.
Not even clean.
I don't know. I feel like this happens in the service industry, in general, taking the robots out of the equation. Like, if you just don't do any of your personal business and you hand it over to someone else, you become soft and flabby and weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already there. I'm still doing my own shit.
And eventually the robot's going to learn all this stuff. And, like, you know,
What do they need you for?
Right. Or I think it's, like, it almost breaks it down to, like, humans as a pattern of behavior. And, like, if they can learn who you are, then why do you need to continue existing?
We wouldn't do this podcast anymore. Actually, that's one thing robots can't do.
Podcasts.
Yeah, podcast.
I think eventually they may.
Not like this. Not with this amount of candor. Can you imagine? I would never want a robot like me around. I don't think anyone would either.
But the thing is,
South Korea is numbing out.
We talked about our robots. We're like, I'm like, I need one to cook and one to clean. Like, I totally missed the point that you can program.
Did you have one robot for everything?
Oh.
I need a robot to braid hair. I also need one to wax my legs.
Yeah.
I guess you can I guess there are also things that, you know, multitask versus like a specialized machine. Right. So I could see different robots having different, you know,
my apartment is very small.
Oh, so you need a multitasker.
Yeah, I would need something like in New York, maybe out in the country.
You need
to
go to like
5-6 robots, but like in a one bedroom.
You could go on Amazon and like read those reviews on the perfect multitasking robot that fits in an apartment.
Are they out there?
Well, they're soon.
Oh my God.
I'm sure.
And last interesting thing on this is I looked at the website. It looks crazy town. Like, it looks like crazy town. Like, it looks like this is the future. But it actually is, like, they're doing it. Because it's South Korea. They said they're going to do it, and they have to do it.
It's,
right?
Like, the very near future.
In 2 years, they're saying. But the word robot was originally coined by Josef Kopic, a Czech writer. And it means serf laborer. And it comes from the Czech word robota.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we're going to be the serf labor.
That's right.
We will be the robot.
So that I'm freaked out about that. At the same time, I kind of want to go, but my fear is that it's going to, like, something really small will happen, like a robot will trip and crush me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about like two robots running to each other above me and crushing me. Or maybe being crushed. And basically being crushed is what I'm concerned about.
Because people don't even turn their heads with a group of people and they're saying goodbye to each other and they start walking backwards without looking.
Yep. Oh, that drives me crazy.
Robots aren't going to do that.
Robots walking around. Which I'm like, what are they doing?
Why are they walking around?
I don't know. If I see robots walking around and I see them greet each other, I'm out.
That's really creepy.
Jeff, what's up?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Like, where are they, like, moving from place to place?
Yeah, they got to get to, I don't know, the club. Would you go to a robot club and, like, they're dancing?
Are they
going
to be able to, like, take in all the stimuli that we do every day? Like in New York, look out for that car. Don't step in that.
They're making them with whiskers now.
What?
Because they said here that, like, cat whiskers are really sensitive and help cats, like, you know, discern what's going on in their environment.
Okay.
So now they're developing a way for robots to have whiskers, also known as hair.
But on their face.
They've made this thing here. It just looks like a half of a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And they put...
on their head.
That's not a head. That's just like a sphere. And they put the little, like, cat whisker things on it.
But where are they going to put it? Like, around the arm?
I'm imagining they're going to have hair eventually, just like we do.
So
they'll be also
humanoid, right? They're humanoid.
They're humanoid robots. They're also going to be wearing that little
The C cup.
What is it called?
The C string.
The bi clip. The
bi
clip as well. They'll be adjusting it strangely. They'll be miffed by it. They'll be chafed.
Yeah.
Just like everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty creepy.
I mean, are they developing them to have feelings?
Oh yeah, they've already started working on that.
Yeah. And
I hope they're erratic. like a young girl. They're going to give it the feelings of like a 12-year-old girl. Like, no one likes me. I'm too hairy.
Wouldn't it be amazing if a robot were like the perfect lover? Like better, like you went and you're like, oh my God, you're actually perfect.
I think, women it's not there yet. But for dudes, I think the perfect female robot is one that just doesn't have a mouth that says anything. I mean, it has a mouth,
but it
doesn't say anything.
They already exist.
They don't have one for men. Yeah, they don't have a male robot, because I'm sure the first thing it would do is grab a boob and freak someone out.
Yeah.
Like, it would totally be inappropriate. And it would be put in jail for harassment.
Yeah. And the programmer would be like, what? That's what you like, right?
Yeah. Didn't you say you wanted to, you know, grab ass?
Yeah.
Instead of a kiss hello? Yep. Nice.
Yeah. All right. So it's until the female scientist can program a robot to do it, then...
Ladies, go into science, please.
So you can create the perfect lover robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Okay, all right. So I don't know if you guys saw this in the news. But
was it in the Wall Street Journal? Or at The Economist? Because if not...
There's the Pope.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the Pope was in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving a speech to the people. He's on the balcony. He has a child on either side of him. And he's talking about peace.
He's talking about peace. No, you do.
Yeah, and so to underscore his peace talk, each of the children had a dove, and then they let loose the doves as a symbol of peace. And what flew down?
Immediately
was a seagull and a crow that came and attacked.
that's exactly how I feel about the world, because I don't know if I believe in a higher power, but I do believe in evil. And that right there demonstrates a crow and a seagull. Were they working together? I thought it was two seagulls.
I know, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you're going to use symbolism for that, then you have to believe in the symbolism of what those other, the seagull and the crow, represent.
Yeah.
So I consulted our resident intuitive,
Marcy Curry.
And
what did she say?
She's a tarot reader and an intuitive. And I said, you know.
What the what?
Yeah. I said, no pressure, Marcy, but I'd love you to tell us about this. And she says, well, first, the symbolism speaks for itself. The crow.
Right. That's total. I knew she was going to say that. Martha would be like, well, did you see it? Because it's pretty clear to me.
Yeah. She says the crow.
Bug peace. Go ahead, the crow.
The crow is life mysteries, magic, ancient wisdom, sacred law. The seagull means higher communication, spiritual messages, responsibility, and appropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like all the positive aspects of these birds.
And the dove is a bitch.
Yeah. I would say that this symbolizes a conflict between the truth of spirituality and the message of peace perpetrated by organized religion. And
nice.
Peace in quotes.
I like that.
Ooh,
yep.
Marcy.
Drop it on the Pope.
It sounds like a metaphor for corruption, and you do a good deed and people take advantage of you.
On the road to hell?
Yeah.
That was also a nice one as well.
Yes. That could be it too, but it's like...
Doves are weak is what I got from that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, like, does that area have doves? I'm guessing no.
Damn,
because I feel like the moment they brought the doves in, the crow and the seagull were like, look, normally we don't get down. However, let me clue you in on this. When they release these ships, let's just fucking go for it. It's our only chance. When are we ever going to see a dove over here again? It's filthy over here.
It's a free meal, right?
It's a free meal. Yeah, they're throwing food out the window for us. Let's show them what we got.
Yeah. So it's in front of a crowd of people. And then everyone was just quiet. It was awkward. Pope's like, what do you do?
Did he go into something?
Did he make something up to use as a parable for Jesus? Because I would.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we intended.
Yeah. What can he say?
He said, like, pray more, because there's so much evil, obviously, in the world overtaking our peace. That's what I would have said.
Pray more? You people did this. You did this.
Well, I think evilness, or seagull, they're not inherently evil.
No.
Everyone thinks of a crow as evil, because it's black.
But the Pope would say that, because he has to cover.
He has to say some stupid whatever. But, you know, these are two animals you just saw.
We're hungry as hell, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how long were they waiting?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, the things didn't even have a chance. Like, they literally, it was as if he just released them in the picture. Like, they had gone, like, 2 feet.
Yeah.
From where? Just an isolated crow and one seagull?
Well, I guess with all the people around, somebody's got to drop, you know, a roll. or something.
Maybe amongst their populations, it was like a nomination process.
Those
amongst
guys are
the crows and the seagulls.
Oh.
And they nominated, like, you will be our representative and you will be a representative. Like, maybe they scouted out this
what
whole
they
thing.
Do.
Yeah, like, you know, someone saw it and took it back to their fellow birds.
And they're like, fuck these doves.
Yeah, and they're like, and then they scouted it out. They chose a representative. It was a highly organized process to nominate the one crow and the one seagull.
I hope they went together.
It was
I hope they were like, I'll get the right one. You get the left one.
It sounded like a heist. It's clean, right? It sounded like a very clean
But they didn't
thing.
Get them.
They didn't get them.
Oh, they didn't get them?
They attacked.
They
feathers,
attacked.
Feathers fell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mind you, they did.
You know what? Maybe it was
show.
Just a warning shot that the real hits later.
Yeah. Come back here again.
Yeah. Bring that shit over here again. Son,
see what happens.
And we'll see what happens.
So the doves survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doves did survive. But they...
So everyone's like, oh, God, thank goodness the doves survived. It was like, no, these are animals.
They're
going
to die later, people. Sorry. I hate to squash your metaphor, but the doves ain't going to make it.
You're defenseless.
Yeah.
And loving.
Yeah. they let people hold them. That's probably what the crow and the seagull were trying to say. Like, don't be domestic, dude.
Yeah.
Be
so it was a liberation.
Yeah. Set them free.
So I have some Bateman news.
Oh, yes. This is the Week in Bateman, where we report on the actor Jason Bateman. Because we believe he's decent. We're not in love with him. We're not sexually attracted to him.
No, not at all. Not in the least.
But he's decent, so
yeah. Although he looks kind of sinister now with his new haircut.
Oh, okay.
In any case. So this is Jason Bateman. Like, he doesn't always do something so interesting. So sometimes I have to scour a little bit. So I did a search for Jennifer Aniston. And he came up. So
what?
Okay. So it says Jennifer Aniston is back as Julia Harris in Horrible Bosses 2. And this time, she's not only seducing one man, but two. Because she has to quickly do this before she's too fucking old to take off the clothes. Like, she stopped acting and she just strips now.
That's right. She just works out
just,
like a fiend
for these last couple of roles. What, she's in her 40s now?
Yeah. She's 44, 45, something like that.
And she ain't no Meryl Streep. Just saying. Just saying. So the Daily Mail obtained a copy of the script. So this is a British paper. They took the script and they tell you the entire story. I'll just give you the long short of it. The sequel begins with Jennifer Aniston's character meeting up with Jason Bateman's character, Nick Hendricks, during a sex addiction meeting at her dental office.
This, what? A dental office?
Mm-hmm. She's a dentist.
Again?
You wouldn't know that because she's always naked.
She was a dentist before. She was an assistant to a doctor in another movie.
She was a dentist in Horrible Bosses Uno.
Okay.
So Nick, Jason Bateman, goes by the name Blanston.
What?
And acts like he's an addict too, so he fits in with the group, keeping her from figuring out that he's a friend of her assistant, Dale Arbus, Charlie Day. So basically, she grinds on him, and then it intimates here that they have like some sex later, yada, yada, yada.
Wait, so her meeting did not work?
Yeah. She's having a sex addiction anonymous meeting at her office, where she then copulates with, I guess, whoever's in the meeting.
Yeah.
So,
haven't we seen this before?
Yes, we have. But the thing is, it's Jason Bateman in a sex scene with Jennifer Aniston. They hang out a lot.
Yeah.
And we've seen Mrs. Bateman.
Oh, Miss Amanda Anka.
Amanda Anka.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You know,
but, right.
Paul Anka?
You sure don't.
Who's Paul Anka?
He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh,
he's a very
small culture.
Older. Yeah.
And very small.
Yeah, I can't even name one of his songs. I just know the name.
From the 50s. Yeah. So, it's a hot, steamy sex scene, except I buy it because Jennifer Aniston is hot. You know, she's not my favorite person, but she has some sex appeal. She has some sex appeal.
It's a mix of Girl Next Door and sex appeal.
Yeah, and work.
It's a good combination. And work.
But then Jason Bateman in a sex scene makes me very, very uncomfortable. Why couldn't it be with Charlie Day? I like Charlie Day. He's small and plucky like Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Jason Bateman hasn't really done sex scenes.
Well, he's going to be doing it now, apparently. Like, literally doing it in the sex scene. I don't know. I'm not excited
about
it.
Jason, don't do it.
Is it, like, comedically a sex scene, or is it,
like...
It
doesn't sound like it.
Oh.
Then there's a...
So it says, the stunning dentist then says from another room, because he mentions that he likes, you know, I guess sex in the sky or something, in preparation for landing, I need your schlong in a locked and upright position. And then she comes out in a very scantily clad flight attendant costume. She starts kissing him, taking off his clothes. The script hints that the two sleep together.
Hints.
So maybe it's a cutaway. It's like zip and then cutaway to breakfast. So some coffee?
Man.
I think Jennifer Aniston should play someone who works at Java Jugs.
Yes.
I'm going to write that script.
Wait, so that was an actual line? Like, get your schlong locked in.
I need your schlong in a locked and upright position. I feel like if Jennifer Aniston should maybe get a woman to write some of her lines sometime.
Yeah. Say, hey, get your schlong in a, what?
In a locked and upright.
An upright position.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's not sexy. Doesn't quite. If you were a dude and you heard that, would you be like, that's right. I want to stick this into you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Hold on while I prepare for sticking it to you. I don't know.
Like, it's such a weird thing to say.
It's just, but it's the kind of corny ass stuff that Jennifer Aniston gets stuck saying. Like, I saw on the plane where the Millers. Where she did like a sexy dancing routine. It's not that sexy.
And it went on for a long time.
It went on for a long time. She obviously worked very hard for it. I obviously did not need to see it. I mean, if I want to see that kind of thing, I'll see a real stripper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know? Sad to see Jennifer Aniston
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, you know, but that's what she does. Anyway, so that's our week in Bateman.
That's
Jason Bateman might be in a sex scene with Jennifer Aniston. Maybe.
All right.
They go on vacations and stuff together.
For reals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they hang out.
They hang out a lot. We're just saying.
Hey, you know, they're having margaritas like on the beach, and they're like, wouldn't it be funny if we were in a sex scene?
Yep.
You know, and we had to like get on top of each other like in a movie.
Yeah. But like strong and upright position could also be in that.
That's hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Jennifer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I were his wife, I'd be like, don't fall. Be careful. Chew carefully.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
All right, so what do you have?
This is an article that I saw on CNN.
Great, because you know it's true.
Yeah. Okay, single woman seeking part-time lover.
Oh.
Okay.
Isn't that a song by Stevie?
Yeah, basically. There's a new website out.
Great. Yeah. Already good.
What does it come here? It's it's called Part-Time Love. That's what it's
.com?
Called. I think so.
Part-timelove.com. Okay. Well, the black one is called sidepiece.com.
Oh.
Dimepiece.org.
All right. So some people, like there's dating websites for like one night stands, and then there's ones for relationships.
There's one for married people we talked about last time, actually.
Like singers?
No. Just cheaters.
Cheaters.
Oh.
Just
but local cheaters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
All right. This one, they say, we're a no-strings website. We're for singles looking for regular partners with mutual attraction.
Partners.
Genuine friendship, respect, and a magical spark, but with they have no expectations, especially to move in within 3 months.
That's specifically.
And then,
I will not move in with someone for 3 to 6 months.
Yeah,
is this
like,
for straight people?
Yeah.
It's got to be. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's basically, it's really, it's for people in their late 30s, early 40s,
damn.
Who are set in their ways.
It's very specific.
They they may find it difficult to adapt to a new domestic partner, so they want somebody for the weekends. Really, and just for whatever they're...
Com.
Yeah.
Huh. The old-ass sidepiece.com.
So, it's a little more than a booty call, and it's...
It has to be for people in their 30s and 40s, because young people are definitely not saying booty call. That was like a Wayans film.
It sounds like a lot of boundaries.
Very specific. Though. Like, we're in a relationship. We'll, I guess, be exclusive. But
we will not live together in 3 to 6 months.
I will not see you for five days a week.
Yeah.
On the weekends or whenever, you know, whatever the agreement is, that's what it is. So people who like their freedom, they don't want to really compromise.
They should stay their asses single.
It sounds like a really boring version of, like, BDSM, where I feel like people also have very set boundaries there because they talk everything
out. But there's
out.
Nothing.
But, yeah, like, it kind of just sounds, like, pretty dry.
So what else? What are the other parameters? Height? Is there a height requirement? What the fuck?
It says people are being realistic on the fairy tale.
Oh, no. Really? I like a little realism in my fantasy. You know, I don't like my fantasy to get too crazy.
I don't know what part of the fairy tale is retained here.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to see someone 3 or 4 nights a week to express love.
But
every other aspect of life, we've gone for convenience, independence, and individualism. You know, this is goes for relationships too.
I bet you these people out here, you're like, when I get together Friday, I can't.
That's me time.
Yeah, that's me time.
That's my me time.
Yeah. When do you not? Well, you know, if you hit me up Tuesdays between like 7:30 and like 9:30, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, we can watch TV at my house together.
And then you have to leave.
Yeah, you got
to
get out right away. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything.
You're not sleeping over.
Yeah, and we're not moving in.
Yeah, this one woman says, over time, Sean and I have become more and more sure that we're each other's soulmates and life
partner. Oh, please. I hate that word.
And we have slowly but surely gotten to the point where we are ready to make the ultimate commitment to each other.
Dinner. Out. In a restaurant.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. Dinner on a Wednesday. We bet one another's friends.
Yeah, so... So it says here for if you're single and ready to mingle part time.
If you're single and ready to mingle part time,
yeah,
that's a great slogan.
Well, it's good. Then again, hey, you know what? If you have your life, you're doing your thing,
but that's
and you don't
just
wanna...
dating regularly, my mind. Like, who's dating? Who has the time? Like, if you're in your 30s and 40s, to date someone 3-4 nights a week. Like, that's just not a possibility, right?
I feel like that's what communication is about.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're tailoring the context of you actually knowing someone as opposed to you're kind of reverse engineering it.
Yeah. You're coming and being like, only Thursdays, bitch.
And you're still going to run into problems because people are so set in like,
only Wednesdays for me.
And it's like, so you're still going to run into that communication issue.
Yeah. This should be no compromise.com.
Yeah, no compromise.com.
You put in exactly when you're available and what you want.
And then you can find those. But I think it narrows it down to the point where, say you get like two responses, it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all the people you can be with in this world. Are those two people, so make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Make that Wednesday from 7 to 8:15 happen.
I don't know.
In a
maybe
gluten-free context.
Happy people have found one another.
Sean and
this other woman
are thinking that they might actually like to hold hands in the park after a couple months.
So when they say he might be like the one, does that mean we're going to get married but still stick with what our deal is?
Yeah, that kind of violates that. Well, they will not be moving in together. We have established that.
Well, think about this. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have houses, their own houses, but side by side.
Yeah, I'd do that if I had the money.
Yeah.
I could understand. Like, there's some couples that have, like, negotiated, like, separate living arrangements. It's a little unusual. I could kind of see that, but that's not this.
Yeah.
That's not
celebrities on here who are like, I need this amount of space going on because I have this going on. This is someone who just, I don't know.
It's just like, no, I don't want
to. I'm not going to
change
anything. I'm not going to part of them. I left for you. Like, there's nothing, you know.
Although I guess, like, props to, like, I mean, if this is a service where these people don't meet other people like that, then maybe this would just bring them all together. Like, I have a lot of boundaries, and so do I. Right? And then you can just be honest. You know about, like, so you don't feel shame about it. You
but
just,
doesn't
like,
one person have to give a little bit? Like, it should be people with no boundaries and then people with just every boundary.
Because it's being honest that you're not looking for a whole big relationship, that you're not, you know.
But you're on the site.
Yeah.
You're like,
I want to commit to having a partial relationship.
Yeah. I want to commit to a part-time. I want to part-time, full-time. You know, part-time is my full-time.
I just need you to know you need to stay away from me.
Yes.
Sometimes. Yes.
Like Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so weird.
Come over and watch Grimm with me.
And then get out.
Yeah.
How many people are on this, is it saying?
It doesn't say.
How much is the charge?
It doesn't say.
It should be a lot.
Right. Should
be a lot. There's nowhere else for these people to go.
Oh, can you imagine if you were an administrator to that site? Like, how finicky? Because it sounds like it's people with, again, very specific needs and tastes. And then that person would just be calling in, you know.
He came over on Tuesday.
Yeah.
This was BS. Who hooked? How could you say we're compatible?
Yeah. They would take a lot of crap on the end of the admin.
Parttimelove.com.
Yeah.
Do it.
Wow. Ooh. I feel like these are the things that 100 years from now, you'd be like, look at this. Look at this one. People with lefthandedpeople.com.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Okay, so.
Oh, this is advice on advice. This is a segment we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks. It's unqualified. And, you know, frankly, we think it could be improved by us.
Yes.
Hence, advice on advice. So what's this week's advice?
This is from Elder Wisdom Circle.
Oh, I love these people.
Yeah.
They know a lot. They've been here a long time.
It's just like,
and they know how to use the
internet. Hanging out, yeah. Answering questions.
Aww.
And so the question is, I've been in a relationship for 2 years. I recently told the guy that I thought it was time to move on and meet some other people.
Oh. I mean, so is it you broke up with him?
Yeah. In less than 2 months, my boyfriend has a girl living with him and tells me he's in a relationship. He will not answer my texts. He does not know.
Because you broke up with him and said, go meet someone else. So he did.
Yeah, yeah. He does not know if there's any future for us. He says, I said, let's move on, and he did. Do you think he's coming back to me?
What?
Oh. I'm about to give advice on the question, though. I mean, what in the... really?
What?
Okay, let's hear it.
Jeez.
The elder response is, sounds like he took your advice and moved on and met someone else.
Yeah.
There's no way to say if he'll come back. But it seems like it's not his intention at this time.
Yeah, since he's shacked up with someone else. Like,
yeah.
She was probably the last relationship before he decides to settle down. I hope that's what happens to her. She's like, they've got eight kids.
Since it was your idea to take a break, then perhaps it's good that if you could use this time to meet others and date different people.
Yeah, take your own advice.
Right.
Look at the man in the mirror.
My God, the advice wrote itself.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Do you think he's coming back? He's not a dog. It's not like you left the door open and he wandered off.
Was this like a 14-year-old girl that wrote this? I don't understand. Like,
well,
I don't
they're 2 years.
They're living together, so I'm going to say she's at least in her 20s, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
And this is from where I'm from, so she could be 16. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm right. All right.
Max 18.
Yeah, so I encourage you to move on with your life as he seems to be doing this. Good luck. Thanks for your letter. Best regards, Wind Dancer.
That's totally a grandparent style thing. Like, hey, didn't work out. Move on. Good luck, hon. Love, Gramps.
But wouldn't they want to say something also? Like,
no,
it's
old people. They don't care. I like it.
I mean, I feel like they were very kind to her. I mean, I think they could have just very simply said, what part of what you just wrote didn't you then read back to yourself?
So you think the advice could have been more caustic? There's too much here.
Or, like, I don't understand what part of what you wrote you don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, because you wrote it out yourself, that you wanted this.
And you said
happened,
it.
And you said it.
It happened.
And now you're asking, like, you want him back, but then it sounded like you didn't want him in the beginning.
Yeah, and is he coming back? Like, what part of that did you...
Coming
implies
back?
Implies that he's coming back.
To what?
Because you said you want to get back together?
She texted him, and he was like, delete.
Yes.
That was his response, right?
You know,
he's not returning my text because you're his crazy ex-girlfriend as far as he's concerned.
Right.
You said to get to Stefan. He stepped. And now you're like, what's going
on? But he's
on?
Like, but she's kind of in a way like these guys. Like, have you ever been, like, you went to a bar and you're sitting there and you're waiting for your friends and they're like, hey, you know, what are you doing here? And I think you're beautiful. And
that's
all
never
stuff.
Happened to me.
And
hey, what are you doing here has happened. Is that what you said first?
Get out of my seat.
Yeah. Look, I got some people coming. You really taking up the seat or what?
You say, no, I have a boyfriend and my friends are here and I'm just trying to have a night. And they're like, yeah, so what are you drinking? You know, and they continue going.
Oh,
like,
to
oh,
be
no.
Katie. This isn't bad. I'm not going to go out with you. What are you drinking? I don't even get it. Really, can I have your seat?
Yeah. And they continue. They sit down at the table.
What happens next?
And it's like, no, we're just trying to talk here. So, you know, or I'm talking, waiting for my friend, whatever. And they stay. And it's like, what part of it did I just told you to leave? And so maybe, you know, she's just one of these people is like, I changed my mind. So everybody now has to
go back to it.
I don't know.
I was into your story. I'm like, what happened next? Did he give you Broadway show tickets?
Are you married now?
Yeah.
It's been 5 years this June.
But yeah, I feel like this is probably just a part of a larger pattern of who she is.
Yeah.
So maybe she gave him the out and he was like, oh, hallelujah, I was two chickens.
She couldn't see the bag at the best.
He was like, oh my God, thank you so much.
He walked backward like a robot.
Yeah.
In South
Korea. Yeah.
He just backed out of it.
Yeah.
Oiled himself on the way out was like, zing.
Yeah. Maybe she was like, in a moment of flakiness, she was like, you know what? Like, maybe we should see other people. He was like, bye. And then he just ran out the door.
Nice.
Wow. I like it. That was some good advice, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Advice on advice.
Nothing to fix there.
So we want to thank our guests, Catherine Wing, for being with us. Catherine, if people want to find you on the internet, where do they find you? And what are you up to in the next couple of weeks?
I'm in a group called Party. We are
nice.
I know, Party with a period at the end. And this is not a joke. It's Party with a period.
Yeah.
And we have we're gonna have shows like roughly once every month for the spring. So we have a show coming up March 2nd. And they're all Sundays. Sundays at 7:30 at the Magnet Theater. So we have our next show is March 2nd. We actually have another show March 23rd. I don't want to read all the dates out. I could. Why not, right? April 13th and May 11th and June 8th. If you want to book it in your calendar for months in advance.
Is it like second Sunday of the month or something like that?
No, we go like every 3 weeks. So okay. we're not rhythmically.
That would have made it easier.
I know. It made it a lot easier for.
That's okay.
Listeners, we're going to have a link on our website, on our Podbean website, so you can go right
you
to
that
and
her.
You can find her.
Yeah, I would love to see you there.
And party. Period.
Yes. Party with a period
party with
at the
period.
End.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, party with a period?
No, but I have
period.
To, it's party period, but we only say the word party, but we had to vote on this very succinctly when we voted on our team name, and like the person who created the name was like insisting that the period had to be at the end, and I've gotten to a point in my life where I do not care whether it has a period or don't.
It just makes it hard for online stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so if you Google,
I would think it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not a mistake. There's a deliberate period,
a period
at the end of
yeah.
party.
Okay.
Yes.
That's usually the end of a party anyway.
Yeah, well, you do want a deliberate period in your life.
Yes.
So.
At the end of a party.
All of my periods are deliberate.
Nice.
Cool. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
This was great. Thank
awesome.
You for having me.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks!
Is this a...
You could do unpopular technology. That's all.
Because
that's
of
what...
Obamacare.
My God, everything is Obama's fault.
Yeah, it is.
I was telling people there's uproar about the commercial, like the Pepsi or the Coke commercial that's like multicultural or some people singing in other languages.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
They blamed it on Obama. I'm like,
they
probably didn't know anything about that campaign.
You know,
I don't know
how
everything.
Involved he is with the Coke.
Yeah, he's like barely has time to run the country properly. He does not have time to, like, work on trying to get
was
subversive messages.
Or
I don't know. You know, because he's everyone, you know, he's a Muslim again now. So,
oh, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.